I stood on the edge of Verdun, a city located high above the earth. The buildings were supported by heavy scaffolding, hundreds of 7-meter-thick metal pillars. Today's skies were unusually clear, so the ground's reflective and sparkling surface shined with absolute clarity. This was all due to the ongoing terraforming process, which continued the same way it had since the day our people first arrived. It had been a month since Titan had found its way to this place, bringing 300 colonists with it. Each of us had been in desperate need of a home, so much that we could hardly wait to step foot on fresh soil. We had expected to find a world rich with life and opportunity. Instead, we had discovered our new home was still under construction. But that hadn't stopped us from packing our bags and moving in. Not remotely. So far, we'd managed to bring just about everyone from Titan down to Verdun. A few dozen personnel had remained on the artificial moon to continue its day-to-day operations. But for the most part, our people had taken to their new home with great satisfaction. There was no shortage of eagerness or hard work in this place. Flawed as the prize might be, it was still ours, and we would keep it right.
Mr. Hughes!
Called a voice from behind me, near one of the buildings we'd converted into living quarters. I turned to see Lex waving as she walked towards me, holding a basket of freshly picked fruit under her arm. She had a bright smile on her pale face, her porcelain hair blowing in the wind. What do you got there, Lex? I asked.
Some fresh takey, she told me, tilting the basket so I could see. One?
I eyed the pink and red fruit, considering the girl's offer. What's the catch? I asked, crossing my arms and raising my brow so she knew I was serious. I'm skeptical.
No catch,
she said with a giggle.
Oh?
I asked, feigning surprise. Well, aren't you a generous gal? I snatched up a piece of dakey and bit into the crisp skin. We'd chosen to plant this crop first, and it had taken quickly to the climate. Dressler's idea, I'd been told. The woman might have been rude, but she knew how to do her research, which apparently included agricultural living. Hell, if I knew the first thing about crop rotations or how much water to drown a dakey plant in, but she took to it like she'd been raised in a garden. I wiped the juice from my mouth as I chewed.
What do you say, Lex?
About what?
She asked curiously.
Beats me, kid. I was asking you.
She laughed and rolled her eyes.
Mr. Hughes, you're silly today.
I smirked and tousled her hair, looking back to the horizon and then to the land beneath us. The air was crisp and clean, more than I was used to, even compared to other habitable worlds. I had to imagine it had something to do with the terraforming process that was still taking place. All these elevated cities, kilometers above the surface, each with a factory at its center producing atmosphere. Athena told me this was due to the loss of the planet's magnetic field. The working theory was that the core had stopped turning at some point, probably long ago, so the Eternals, the former residents of this place, built themselves a network of factories all across the globe, hoping to remake the planet. That was all speculation. None of us really knew what any of this was for or why the Eternals had chosen to do what they did. Hell, they weren't around to ask, so all we could do was look at the evidence and give our best guess. I hated speculation, though, especially from a distance. The only way we were going to get answers about this place would be to get down there and start looking. That wasn't to say that we hadn't done a little of that already. Abigail and I had led a team to check the local area beneath this city. We'd also landed on several other cities at different points around the planet, but the results were mixed, and priorities demanded our attention elsewhere, such as establishing a proper colony, growing food, clearing out some living space for our people, and making sure our newly acquired defense network remained operational.
Sir, said a voice in my ear, if you'll pardon the interruption.
Speak of the devil, I thought, then touched the comm.
What's up, Siggy?
You requested to know when Ms. Pryor arrived, he informed.
I smiled at the name. She's back already, is she? I asked.
The Galactic Dawn has entered the final slip tunnel towards Earth. Ms. Pryor wanted me to let you know she'll meet you at the loading dock once her ship arrives.
I glanced down at Lex. Looks like Abigail's almost back.
Really?
asked Lex, her eyes suddenly wide with excitement. "What's the ETA, Siggy?" I asked.
3 hours, sir.
"Won't be long," I said to Lex. The little girl grinned.
"I'm going to show her the garden right away. Wait until she sees all the things we grew."
"I'm sure she'll love them, kid," I say. "Siggy, let me know when she's ready to unload those new colonists."
"Of course, sir," answered Sigmund.
After procuring the Galactic Dawn from the Union, I had asked the maintenance crews to recover the ship and outfit her with new armaments, since we'd blown most of the weapons off its hull in the last fight. Thanks to Sigmund, who now had full access to a fleet of drones and several manufacturing stations, getting the parts we needed was easier than it normally would have been. Of course, the ship wasn't exactly the same. The guns were now significantly stronger, made from old Earth tech, like the strike ships on Titan. This increased the Dawn's overall firepower by nearly fivefold. Not a bad improvement, if you ask me. I tapped my comm again.
"Siggy, where's Octavia right now? She's still out with Alphonse and Bolin?"
"Yes, sir," said the cognitive. "At this exact moment, they are flying over a continent formerly named Australia. Shall I have them recalled?"
"No, that's fine," I said. "Just tell them the Galactic Dawn is almost here." I had ordered our squads to begin flyovers of all the different cities, hoping to find something that might not necessarily show up on orbital scans. So far, nothing had come of it, but I was hopeful that if we continued, we'd eventually find a clue. I just didn't think it would take this long,